You went down to Texas Tech yourself, and I think you were looking at somebody else. What was it when you actually saw him in person that made you go back to Andy Reid and say, you know what, we got to talk about something?
Well, yeah, I mean, there was a couple. Now, fortunately, we were here in Kansas City, and you know, being located very close to Lawrence, Kansas, and Manhattan, you know, we had a chance to see him, right? So, you know, they were quick drives to see him play at K-State and quick drives to see him play at Kansas. But also, Steve, you know, the moment that really sticks out was I drove to Ames, Iowa to see him play at Iowa State. And yeah, that game, you know, they got completely annihilated. And I remember it was – I don't remember exactly, but it felt like – even in the press box, but just walking to the press box, it felt like it was in the single digits that day, and the wind was swirling, maybe 15, 20, 25 mile an hour winds. And you know, you saw him cut the ball early on in pregame, but also you saw him face a bunch of adversity. Early in the game, he went down with a shoulder injury, went back in the game, made some pretty unbelievable throws under duress. The game was, they were getting completely blown out at halftime. I believe it was 35-7 or something like that at halftime. He left again in the second quarter. The kid kind of made it known that he was going to come out. So in your mind, you're thinking, okay, they're not bowl eligible. It's 35-7. The only thing he has at stake here is getting hurt in this game. So I actually packed up my bags to leave. And as I was walking back out of the stadium, I saw him on the field for the third quarter. Now, they went on to lose the game, and they didn't have a comeback or anything like that, but that's just his mindset. Like, he had nothing to play for, but he wanted to play because he wanted to compete. So when you factor in all the talent and you factor in, you know, the love of the game and the compete and the way he was brought up and his pedigree, you know, your mind starts to get creative, and you think, well, what if you put him with Andy Reid? And what if you surrounded him with some talent? So that's kind of where it all started, but it was really a moment that people won't look at and say, you know, a blowout loss to Iowa State was when you had this epiphany. But really, that's kind of when you start thinking about all the intangibles, like you mentioned, that, you know, you're not going to see on tape, but you'll see it in person if you're there. And a 42-7 loss to Iowa State is not going to tell you a lot if you just watch the tape. But if you're there and you see what he went through, it means a lot more.